Just about everybody loves penguins, but love isn't all they need. They have to have adequate supplies of food and a stable environment, among other things. Some species of penguins are now in trouble. They're the victims of overfishing, habitat loss, and climate change. In fact, the situation is so severe in South Africa that conservation groups are taking drastic steps to save the penguins. Terry Fitzpatrick sent us this story from Dyer Island near Cape Town.
It's breakfast time at SANCOP, the South African Foundation for the Conservation of Coastal Birds in Cape Town. 62 juvenile African penguins waddle out of shallow pools. This hospital was built in the 1960s to heal injured birds. Now it's also an orphanage for abandoned penguin chicks.
You see these birds come in and they're basically just a breath of wind. There's no body fat to them, they're just skinny. It's quite sad.
Vanessa Strauss is a veterinary nurse who rounds up the weakest chicks each year from breeding islands not far offshore.
The problem that African penguins face in the wild when they have to raise two chicks really is a shortage of food. So what often happens is that they can't feed the birds enough, so your weaker chick will just slowly fade away.
Staffers shoot electrolyte solution down the chicks' throats with a feeding tube and large syringe. The team is nursing them back to health. The youngest chicks eat ground-up fish, but at 2 months old, they're eating 8 whole sardines per day.
He's beautiful, hey, ain't he?
Yeah, yes.
It takes about 3 months for a fuzzy chick to mature to the point where it can forage for itself at sea. Each week, vets in rubber coveralls check if these orphans have grown the waterproof feathers they need to survive in the wild.
The birds were just forced to swim now, some for 20 minutes and some for an hour. So we pick up each bird. They get weighed, and then we lift up the feathers over the whole body, and we look if the down is dry. If they're not dry, they will not swim, and they will not survive.
There used to be millions of penguins along Africa's southern coast, but only 100,000 are left, and the population is dropping fast. It's listed as a vulnerable species by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. One of the biggest problems is a dwindling food supply. Penguins have to compete for sardines and anchovies these days with commercial fishing fleets. But Robert Crawford, the South African government's top penguin biologist, says closing the coast to fishing would be costly and controversial.
There's a lot of jobs involved, a lot of fishing plants. We're not looking at closing the entire fishery, but we're looking at adjusting the catch to account for penguin and other predators in the ecosystem.
In the meantime, Crawford says efforts to save starving chicks can help hold the line.
I think it's got to that stage where every management intervention that will have benefits to the species has to be taken.
Another major threat to penguin survival is habitat destruction. And here, too, conservationists are taking emergency measures.
You can see that it's impossible for any bird to make a nest in this area. Boulder upon boulder upon boulder.
This is Dyer Island, once prime penguin habitat. But local resident Wilfred Schivel says people have removed all the topsoil because it's rich in bird droppings and made good fertilizer. All that's left are rocks. Penguins can't dig a natural underground nest where it's safe and cool. They must breed in the open, where many of their chicks die. That's why Schivel is installing small fiberglass igloos for the penguins to use as nests.
I think they thought we're a little bit mad trying to put houses out for penguins, but nesting was definitely one of the things that they needed, and it's an easy thing to do.
Schivel is a charter boat captain who's formed the Dyer Island Conservation Trust to protect the birds. So far, he's installed 800 nests. It isn't a permanent solution, and the nesting site problems extend throughout the penguins' range in southern Africa. But the igloos are durable, and penguins reuse them every year when it's time to mate.
Once you've placed the nest there, they decorate. They put a few little extra stones and a few feathers and a pieces of the natural vegetation here, so they make it nice and homely for themselves.
As Schivel digs, Sunet Ferreira and a team from SANCOP have come to the island with 10 cardboard boxes.
What we're going to do here is release the penguins. We try and release them all at the same time, so they form a little group. So this is their first time they would see the actual beach since they were chicks. So it's all new. That's why they're going to try and huddle together to get some confidence. And as soon as they feel ready, they will move down to the beach. Okay.
As Ferreira opens the boxes, 27 chicks from the orphanage resume their lives in the wild. Penguins don't need fishing lessons from their parents, and within 5 minutes, these orphans have rejoined their cousins on the shoreline.
See, there's already one going for the water. It's amazing how quickly instinct will kick in.
In 3 years, Sankob has rescued nearly 1,400 penguin chicks. They don't all survive, but studies have shown that many do. And with a species that's collapsing, scientists say every chick counts. For The World, I'm Terry Fitzpatrick on Dyer Island near Cape Town, South Africa.
You can see pictures of the penguins and their special nesting igloos at theworld.org.